What is up, midnight jokers, afternoon hailers, and AM hookah smokers?
This is the AM Hookah Podcast.
This is the AM Hookah Podcast.
What's up, midnight jokers, afternoon inhalers, and AM hookah smokers? This is the AM Hookah Podcast.
Here's your host, Matt and Adrian.
This is the AM Hookah Podcast.
Here's your host, Matt and Adrian.
This is the AM Hooker Podcast.
Here's your host, Matt Adrian.
Midnight jokers, afternoon hailers, and AM hookah smokers.
This is the AM Hookah Podcast.
This is the AM Hookah Podcast.
What's up, midnight jokers, afternoon hailers, and AM hookah smokers? This is the AM Hookah Podcast.
Here's your host, Matt and Adrian.
This is the AM Hookah Podcast.
Here's your host, Matt and Adrian.
Need you to do it again because it
yo, man, they got all kinds of voices you missed out on.
No, boy.
Oh my goodness. Yes. Time to be bad.
What is up, midnight jokers, afternoon hailers, and AM hookah smokers?
This is the AM Hookah Podcast.
This is the AM Hookah Podcast.
What's up, midnight jokers, afternoon hailers, and AM hookah smokers? This is the AM Hookah Podcast.
Here's your host, Matt and Adrian.
This is the AM Hookah Podcast.
Here's your host, Matt and Adrian.
I need you to do it again because I
did. Yo, man, these are all kinds of voices you missed out on.
Afternoon inhalers, the AM hookah smokers. This is the AM Hookah Podcast.
Here's your host, Matt and Adrian.
This is the AM Hookah Podcast.
Here's your host, Matt and Adrian.
Oh boy, I hope I did that right. Let's see if I can do the Matt Deason correctly here. What is up, midnight tokers, afternoon inhalers, and AM hookah smokers? This is the AM Hookah Podcast. Give me a rating, Matt.
That was great. I give that a solid 10 out of 10, I say.
Okay, sweet. Hey, guys, let me know if everything is bad. I'm running the podcast today for no reason, honestly. But if I'm ruining something, let me know ahead of time. So yeah, we are here, AM Hookah Podcast, episode number 23 of season one. And as I'm sure you could tell from the thumbnail, we're going to be talking about some pretty interesting stuff that just happened. Actually, it's going to be the San Francisco flavored tobacco banning that just happened last Tuesday. Like 68% of people voted, but We'll talk about that in a few moments. Let's see. How do we do that? I don't know how to do this, Matt. You're so much better at this than I am. Anyway, so right? Everyone who doesn't already know, I'm sure you guys already know, but I'm Adrian Hunter from over at the AM Hookah Podcast, and today I'm joined by my outstanding co-host, Mr. Matt Deason. How are you doing today, man?
I'm doing good, man. I'm enjoying the back atmosphere a little bit. I feel like I'm forgetting to do something. At the same time, I feel like that's cool. I don't mind much. I had an idea for why. Let us know if our stream is looking kind of funky or not, because I don't know. Did you change any of the video settings beforehand?
I don't think so. I don't think I've changed anything.
I think it defaults to 1080, and I usually put it at 720.
Maybe I should. So I don't know if that way.
Oh well, we're going anyway, so it don't matter.
I hope I didn't ruin everything.
Yeah. Never. At all. People are talking. Can you guys hear us okay? Do we sound all right?
Hoopafiend says, you good, you don't sound drunk, which is great, because I'm actually not drunk today. I'm just having some LaCroix today.
Chris is here. Captain Wetbeard is talking a whole bunch of stuff. I already said Chris is here. Keem, the original superfan, is here too. We got a bunch of peeps up in this house. Is that something people say now? Still? No?
No, yes. It's 2018, bud.
Oh, sorry about that.
All right, so what's going on, everybody? Real quick, I guess we normally do this first, Matt. Are we supposed to talk about what we're smoking? Because if so, I'm going to ask you to tell me what you're smoking first.
All right, so I am smoking my beautiful, brand new Like Smoke hookah. Oh my gosh, I absolutely love it. I'm using my Alien Bowl First Gen. I'm using two Prestige flats and one titanium that I had just floating around. With the Provost, smoking some Tangiers Guava, and I'm in love right now. This thing is smoking so nice and tastes so damn good. I love it.
Outstanding. Man, that Like Smoke looks really good. I need to just like shut up and pull the trigger on it.
I'm still in the phase where I'm like obsessed with it, so I'm like really happy that I bought it still at this moment. I wanna wait till I wean down a little bit on my opinions of it until I start to really analyze what I like about the hookah. Mm-hmm. Because right now I just fucking love it. I think it's amazing and it can do no wrong, even though there's like all sorts of things that's wrong with it. No, I'm just kidding, it's fine. But yeah, I'm totally liking it. Matt is looking and sounding a little funky.
Yeah,
no bueno. I hope we're not doing too bad.
Yeah, I think that, the way you use your mixer is just great, because I'm just pulling the desktop audio, so there's this thing that it does where it ducks your voice every time I make a sound, and I think that's translating this time, because of the way it's set up here. So when Adrian runs the podcast, we got some work to do. Matt's basically got it figured out at this point. But before we move on, I'm going to let you guys know what my setup is. Everyone knows what this is. This is the Aviator Thunder Slim Hose. Hookah John, Y-Gauge Harmony up top. It needs new coals. Those are almost ready. My coal slave isn't here today, so that's unfortunate. Uh-oh. Yeah, he's. I have to go do it myself. Up top, I got three Narine cubes, and I've got some Karma lemon mint burning in there, which I've really been into lately.
Very nice. I want to try Karma. I haven't had an opportunity to so far, but I do want to get myself some Karma. What flavor should I start with if I want to get Karma, though? Should I just hit up the cherry that everyone seems to be gaga over?
Cherry is outstanding. They make one of the best oranges in the game, in my opinion. It's a really nice natural orange. It tastes juicy. Some oranges come across as a little bit rindy. This is very much the sweet part of the orange. The lemon mint is outstanding. They make a pretty good mint. And if you're looking for a mix, Elfacher has this pre-mix they call citrus mint, where they put a little bit of orange, a little bit of lemon, a little bit of mint. If you make that yourself with Karma, I think it's actually better than the Elfacher variant. So those are the places I would start, but I haven't had anything bad from Karma yet. So,
how long do they last? Is it a pretty long-lasting tobacco?
We're going to find out today. I haven't pushed Karma yet because I'm not ready to start reviewing, and I'm still like figuring the tobacco out. But so far, like an hour and a half, not a problem. I haven't tried to push it past that point. We're going to today because I've been smoking this for 45 minutes already. My coals are almost ready. So you'll know by the end of the podcast.
And you're still getting good flavor right now, though?
Right now, yeah.
Or you're waiting.
Beautiful. The flavor is great right now. It's 45 minutes in. Yeah. So according to my little dossier here, I'm supposed to ask you if you have any new reviews.
I do have a new review, actually, Adrian. I have my Sherbetli review that just finally dropped. It's the lime, lychee, blueberry. I gave it a pretty favorable review. I think if people are looking to try Sherbetly, I think this would be a good place to start, especially if they're fans of the lychee flavor. It is exactly like a lychee gummy. I used to buy these little gummies at the Asian market, and it is like exactly what it used to taste like to me. It was like, it's perfect. I absolutely adore it. I can't wait to finish my tub of it so I can get some more of it, so I can get a fresh batch of it.
Outstanding. Anything coming up?
I'm actually in transition right now. I don't know what I want my next video to be, if I want it to be a review, a tutorial, something else. I'm kind of tinkering with a couple ideas that I want to try. But if I do a review, it's probably going to be on a Messiah flavor. I actually have that guava ugly like you do, but I'm going to wait a while because I wouldn't mind doing a review of it as well. But I want to wait and give everyone an opportunity to see your review because I think it's pitch fucking perfect. So
don't do Four Seasons if you're going to review Messiah.
No, I'm actually done smoking it, which I want to get some. But I don't think I'm going to do a review of that one. If anything, for the Messiah, I might just do my thoughts of Messiah and talk about the brand as like what I've experienced so far. That's what I'm tinkering with for that one.
Okay, cool. Yeah, so to transition to what I have going on, I'm actually dropping a review on Messiah's Four Seasons very shortly, as well as a Prestige Jumbo Flat review. Should have been out already, but I'm tinkering with editing still. There's a lot more that goes into a core review because you have to get all this B-roll and stuff, and I don't want to put out anything bad. But as far as new reviews that are already out, I just put out the Ugly Guava review, which it's a good guava flavor. Go check it out if you want to know about a good guava flavor. Most of the guava flavors that you've heard of are pretty good, like Alfacker, Alfacaba, Ugly, Tangiers. All those guys make a pretty good guava flavor.
I think my favorite for me personally is still Tangiers, just because I have such a nostalgia and a love of this flavor, even though it's not very natural guava tasting. My wife just bought guavas. I just ate a fresh guava right now, and this does not taste like a fresh guava. But the most natural one, in my opinion, is the Alfacama guava, and then right behind it is guava. They're both very, very good guavas.
Outstanding. Matt, now I have to put you on the spot, Matt, because my coals are just about ready, and I'm wondering, can you talk to the chat for like a minute and a half while I go get those?
Yeah, for sure. I think I can figure this out. Captain Webbeard says the gummies are great. They are absolutely wonderful. I took a pack of those gummies, Trifecta Lychee. Captain Webbeard, what do you think of the Trifecta Lychee? Because I haven't tried it yet, and it's like the next one on my list to get because I really want to try it. So let me know what your comparison is to that one. And if you've had any other lychee flavors, Lavu makes a super natural tasting lychee flavor. It's absolutely phenomenal if you haven't tried it. Oh, damn, I'm smoking AF Guava. Very cool, Sid. Thank you so much for joining us. Appreciate it as always. Somebody else new just popped in, it looks like. /M. I'm just going to call you M. Iced Grape Berry from Sherbetly is one of my favorite ones. I don't have that, but I do have a lot of the ice flavors. The Strawberry Banana Ice, I actually really liked a lot. I'll be dropping a review on that in the coming while. Not 100% sure when I'm going to do it. But yeah, Trifecta Lychee is really great if you don't mind a floral presence. That actually sounds kind of interesting. Hookafine says Dominican Guava. Dominican Guava is a good guava. It's a really sweet guava, very artificial, but not a bad one by any stretch. I tried Trifecta Ruby flavor last night, and I'm in love with it. What is Ruby? I wish it did a grapefruit because that seems like it'd go really good. Right now you're smoking Trifecta TNT. That's a great flavor. That is a phenomenal flavor right there. Some people complain about the taste is too perfumey. I would definitely be interested in trying that out then, because I don't mind a little bit of floral as long as it's not too overpowering. Static Starlight from Tangiers is a flavor that I absolutely love, and it's a floral flavor with black grape, and that is really, really good in my opinion. We have lots of stuff going on in chat. And yes, Captain Webbeard, we are going to be talking about the recent legislation that passed through San Francisco. And I guess they're pushing in New York as well. So we are going to be talking about all those things. E3 is going on. I saw Chris post something about Devil May Cry 4. There's all sorts of stuff going on. I'm a huge Nintendo fan, so I'm super excited for tomorrow when they drop their Direct and all the great news comes out and we learn about Smash Brothers and everything. I don't like Trifecta Ruby. That's too bad. Red Berry, Cinnamon, or something similar to that. Interesting. I would like to try that and see what it's like. It's not too overpowering. If you like Static Starlight, you will really so excited right now. I will definitely look if you're just talking about Adrian. Oh, hey, what's Adrian? How's it going?
Oh, hi. About you. Sorry for putting you on a spot like that, man. Just really want to keep smoking.
No problem.
All right, so here's the part where I'm supposed to tell you guys kind of some news that we're talking about. And normally we would cover new stuff before we get into the main topic, but they're pretty tied together today. For those of you who don't know, San Francisco, as of June 5th, just passed a ban. It was put on ballot and voted 68% in favor of Prop E. And what Prop E is it's this legislation that bans the sale of tobacco within the city of San Francisco. Not tobacco, but flavored tobacco. And that does include vape products for any of you guys who vape in addition to smoking hookah. So I figure we could go over some of the things that that means. What does it mean in the future? Matt, I'm going to kind of bounce some stuff off of you and try to get your thoughts off of it, because I've been thinking about this for a while and I'm a little worried. So I think it's definitely worth talking about. If anyone has any questions about this particular topic, drop them in the comments, and our good buddy Matthew will get to you, because I just can't be bothered to. I'm too overwhelmed. You can't see it, but I am incredibly stressed out.
It's all good. Okay. We're going fine.
All right. So I'm just going to reiterate what happened here. So last Tuesday, June 5th, 68% of voters in San Francisco voted in support of Prop E, banning any and all sales of flavored tobaccos and vape. Including menthol cigarettes, which is kind of interesting because normally the cigarette lobbyists do a pretty good job of keeping mint available for sale in most places that have restrictions on flavored tobacco. But that took place in the city of San Francisco. So Matt, I guess the first thing I want to do is, what do you think about this, man?
I think it's crazy. I think especially the fact that menthol is being outlawed too, it shows that they're very serious and they're really cracking down really hard. And it's going to be interesting inside of San Francisco to see what they go or how they go about trying to keep their stuff able to be smoked down there. I know that there's some brands in Germany, I want to say. The way they do it is they actually sell the product with the tobacco and the flavoring separate. And then you mix them together yourself. And that's how they get around them. I don't see a lot of brands in America selling separate tobacco and flavor, and then trying to get them together so that they're able to, be mixed on their own. I don't see that necessarily being the case here, but it will be interesting to see moving forward how they're going to go about doing that. Does this give you any fear moving forward in other areas?
Yeah, because, and this is something I wanted to talk about in a little bit, but I think that a lot of the other, because, you know, San Francisco considers themselves, and I think by most of the country, they're considered to be a national health leader. That's the way they're viewed a lot of the time, which is interesting because they're pretty liberal out there for the most part. But for whatever reason, they're kind of controlling over what you can put in your body, which is, I don't want to get into the politics of that or anything, but that's kind of what San Francisco has been known for over the past 10 years. So it's not a surprise that San Francisco is the place that this would happen. But it is worrying because there's probably some places like the San Montos County is already following suit, which is pretty interesting.
I wonder if there's going to be appeals for this, though. Like, that's the weird thing is, I know that it's passed, but I haven't seen anybody try to make an appeal for it, which is what I would imagine would happen to help try and push this away from being the case. Captain Whitbeard says San Francisco's are pretty resourceful. I bet they'll just drive to the next town, which is actually bad. They should not drive to the next town. They should be trying to forcibly get this ban lifted so that it doesn't take place anymore. So I don't know what's going to happen with
it. And Wetbeard, I'm just going to go out of order of the show notes because this is really, I think this is an important conversation to have, not just between you and I, but everyone in the chat who obviously also smokes hookah tobacco. By the way, Narek, Heavenleaf, you're probably in good shape because you're not a tobacco product. I don't know what the rules on that are. But yeah, like there was like Captain Whitbeard, was that the person who said about going out of town to pick up the tobacco? That's what's so interesting is under Prop E, it only bans the sale of tobacco within the San Francisco city limit, which is super interesting because people can actually just go right outside of town, pick up whatever they want, bring it back in, and you can own it and smoke it legally. There's nothing wrong with that. You can also order from online vendors that have their base outside of San Francisco. I'm not sure if there's any online vendors that pertain to us inside of San Francisco. But that's really weird that that's the case. Because it seems like they're really just shooting themselves in the foot because they're only affecting the bottom line of their native businesses. Because there's about 20 to 25 shops that sell vapor products and flavored hookah tobacco.
So what about like a hookah lounge? Are they going to be able to buy the stuff from somebody else and still sell it inside? No, they're going to have to shut down, you think?
I think they will, because if you're at a hookah lounge, you're still, it depends on how you frame it, but I'm sure that you, it's framed as you're selling tobacco to everyone that comes to the lounge. I don't know if there's any other way to frame it other than they're buying tobacco from you. I don't know if like you could say, oh, they're buying the setup, or they're renting the setup and the tobacco's free. I don't think that works. I don't really know, but my intuition says that doesn't work.
Maybe rent a space to smoke. Chris also says smoke Heavenleaf. Yes, Chris.
Smoke Heavenleaf. And Narek did bring up that Prop U was already in effect. I'm not a San Francisco native. I've just been paying attention to the recent news, and I thought this was important to talk about. But yeah, I do know that there's been a lot of chatter, especially among the vape industry, because a lot of the people that voted in favor of Prop E didn't realize what they were voting for, which is a huge issue, obviously. Because a lot of these people who vape out in San Francisco are pretty pissed off right now because of this law.
Yeah, I would imagine so. That is something that's going to affect them pretty heavily. San Francisco being liberal and everything and having a very liberal community and stuff, they have a lot of things like vape and stuff like that going on. So that'll be really interesting to see. It says that there's a loophole for hookah lounges in California. If they declare the service as a catering service and include food and beverage, tobacco can still be served. So hookah lounges that serve food, I guess, will still be okay.
That's very interesting. And Narek did just say Heavenleaf isn't affected. And to be honest, for anyone that's a San Francisco native, I don't know if anyone that watches is, Heavenleaf is an outstanding product. I'm a big fan of smoking tobacco, so when I pick up Heavenleaf, I tend to mix it in with my tobacco products, which is not what San Francisco wants you to do, I guess. But you can just smoke Heavenleaf in San Francisco and it's fine. Matt, how much Heavenleaf have you smoked?
I've smoked quite a bit of Heavenleaf. Me and Narek, we've been talking for a long time. I really like Heavenleaf products and stuff. I actually have a few that I have right now. I mix it with my tobacco as well. I think of it as a tobacco enhancer, actually. I really like what it adds to the bowls that I mix in with it. M, who is a new person to the show, actually says that they live in San Francisco. People will drive 15 minutes away to the next city, but they need to buy, or if they need to buy, does not know any if Prop E is an effect. Oh, yeah, it is an effect from what we're hearing, at least.
Yeah, no, Prop E is an effect. They tried to sneak it by, but tobacco, big tobacco, I think one of the biggest companies was Marlboro. They sell menthol cigarettes. They spent like $12 million to try to get it struck down. But, well, I guess it worked because the whole point of it was to put it on ballot. But it was obviously voted in favor of. So, no, it is confirmed as being a thing.
I wonder if they put it in a way that made it sound like they were not voting for it. But and that's why it was so overwhelming. I don't know. I didn't see how it was written down or anything. J-Rock says, do you think it's going to affect Hookah John, Hookah Heroes, or other vendors in California? As long as it doesn't become illegal in the places that they're selling, it's not going to become really effective right now. It may help their sales if people are going to be going there to purchase their stuff. But until it becomes an effect all over California, which I hope it doesn't, then I don't think it's going to affect them too much.
Yeah, I completely agree with you. Like, I think in the short term, it could even help them because people are going to have to order from online vendors to get a lot of the stuff that they maybe could have gotten locally beforehand. But yeah. If there's a chain effect and other places in California start to follow suit, then you do have a potential issue where these big warehouses are going to have to move, inland in order to keep the doors open, because the same thing's kind of happening over in New York, which I think is a problem, and it could kind of bleed downwards.
Yeah. So yeah, that's something that Captain Whitbeard actually said earlier, that the legislation is actually going through New York as well. And I know Chris, who lives in New York, I wonder if he has anything to say about that. But the one worry about it starting to pass in one area is that it can kind of have a domino effect and it can start passing in other areas too, which is never a good thing.
Right. Absolutely. And that's the problem, because a lot of the time, like in the past, bills like this have been struck down, have been voted down. But what happens is, what they'll do is, like 2 days later, they'll just put the same bill up worded differently. and they'll try to sneak it by. This has happened. This isn't just a hookah industry or a flavored tobacco industry thing. This is just, that's just politics, unfortunately.
Yeah. Gus says, we have to remember that on top of being in a community, we're also in the minority when it comes to the percentage of smoking overall. Flavored stuff is always going to be low-hanging fruit, which is true. Do you guys remember Juicy J's? Or there was like some sort of like stuff that you could add to like tobacco. And, well, I mean, you could add to tobacco. And that stuff got outlawed really quickly because they were afraid of appealing smoking to kids and stuff like that.
And that's one of the things that I kind of want to talk about for at least a minute, is that really pisses me off, because one of the biggest things that they used to kind of frame this whole operation is that candied flavored tobacco products are marketed towards kids, which I think is bullcrap, because I'm a grown ass adult, and whenever I see like a cute ass shisha and it's like some crazy candy flavor, I'm probably going to try it. And I don't think it has anything to do with being a kid. So I think that's being misframed, which is a serious issue.
Yeah, I didn't want to get smoking as a kid so much as when I grew up and I started purchasing things for myself. But I guess I hate to say it, but like I can see the reasoning behind it. I can see them thinking that this would help. But if we've learned anything in the history of America, like banning things is not going to help a problem. It's going to make a problem worse. And it's not something that banning is going to fix.
Right. It's a serious issue. Like Wetbeard said, adults can enjoy candy flavors too. I don't. Candy flavors are my least favorite genre of hookah tobacco, as most of you probably already know. I know Matt likes that stuff, but I like me a citrus flavor.
What about a citrus candy flavor?
You know, every time I try something like Ugly's Lemon Mint, I think it was pretty good for most people, but it is a lemon drop. So that is a citrus candy flavor. I can't stand that.
Definitely. What about you guys? Are you guys into candy flavors? Is that something you guys prefer to smoke? Do you prefer the more natural type tasting tobacco over a candy flavored tobacco? What is your preference?
And Matt, this is something I kind of want to get your perspective on. What do you think happens in the future now that this is something that is going on, something that is kind of, it's unfortunately, I can't remember who said it, but I think it was Gustav. We are in the minority, and unfortunately, even the vaping community, which is much larger than the hookah community, they try to distance themselves from us because of a lack of education on what hookah actually is, and they don't understand that hookah and vaping are actually very close in what's actually, you know, what you're doing, what you're smoking. You're actually vaporizing most of the clouds that you're pulling out of your hookah anyway. And I think there's a lot of misinformation, and a lot of people don't really know what's going on, which is an obvious issue. But what do you think happens moving forward? Do you foresee more places following suit? Do you foresee certain places maybe fighting against it? What do you think is going to happen in the near future?
Well, you know, the hope is that we don't see any more legislation like this getting pushed so that it does ban a bunch more stuff. But I hope that this will cause maybe a convergence between the vape and the hookah communities to come together and to realize that they're fighting for a common goal and they need to help each other out with this sort of thing and not hurt each other by trying to distance each other so far that they may cause friction between the two, where one of them is trying to get the other one banned. Like, I'm not a vape. I don't like to vape or anything like that. But at the same time, my goal would never be to try and stop vaping from happening, because that could very quickly cause a bigger problem as well. Moving forward, I see a lot of fighting in this, trying to say why we shouldn't have it banned and stuff like that, which I agree with, obviously. We should have our own ability to choose what we put into our bodies and stuff. But Captain Whitbeard says it comes down to the vaping industry interrupting the sales of big tobacco. So they want to remove the vape products, claiming that they appeal to children, which we need to stop that, because that's part of what's hurting hookah communities as well. Because if we're saying that vaping, you know, sweet flavors is causing a disconnect in kids to want to smoke, then it's going to hurt us as well. We need to keep this sort of like idea to a minimum to try and help our cause as much as possible. In my opinion, what about you? Where do you see us going in the future?
Fortunately, I think there's a lot of more inland states and cities and counties that are a little bit less worked up about this issue. Like, for instance, Virginia. If you're in Virginia, you're probably real safe, because that's a tobacco state. And a lot of those southern states are probably not going to follow suit. But I'm really worried about coastal cities and coastal states that tend to be a little bit more, I don't know what the right word is, liberal, maybe. I hate using those words because they're really convoluted for the most part. But unfortunately, I think that we're going to see, at least at bare minimum in the short term, we are going to see some type of a chain effect where at least some select places are going to start to follow suit. Like, for instance, San Montos County is already pushing that legislation through. So I think it's going to happen in the short term. Luckily, we have a lot of places that are maybe a little bit less worried about that, like Virginia, for instance, and that would be good. But ultimately, we just really need to fight it. That's something I want to talk about very shortly. But this is something I wanted to get your perspective on, Matt, because I thought this was really interesting when I actually looked at what happened in San Francisco. And I'm just going to ask the question verbatim. Is there any logic behind this decision? If, and that's a big if, there is belief that all nicotine products are bad, then why not ban the flavored, why just ban the flavored ones? Because the biggest, most interesting thing that happened in San Francisco is they also banned menthol. And menthol cigarettes are a big part of big tobacco. That includes like actual cigarettes, which is going to affect their bottom line. So I wonder why they only banned flavored tobacco products.
I think that it shows that there should be appeals that are going to be put in place to try and withdraw this from happening. M says that this person feels there are going to be a ban of hookah product sales online in the future, which would be horrible. And I really hope that's not anything that would ever happen. Heavenly says that everyone is going to be going pro marijuana and anti tobacco, which I think is a possibility. I think that this is a beginning steps to those types of things. But even with like pro marijuana, there's flavored marijuana and there's different strains, and they're pushed as like, you know, blueberry kush and all that kind of stuff. So the idea of a flavored something that you're smoking is not going to go away anytime soon. Rephrase the question again. Sorry, I got off of my own train of thought.
My big thing is, no, and it's okay, and I totally agree, and I also wanted to make the comment that you sure do know a lot about marijuana, because blueberry kush is a thing. Don't ask why I know that.
You must know a lot too, I guess.
But no, the question is, like you were saying, or someone was saying in the chat, that this is big tobacco trying to push down the vape industry because they have been affecting their bottom line, which is a serious problem because big tobacco at one point, and probably to some extent still is, the biggest, one of the biggest industries in America. You know, we're both old enough to remember back in the day, we had smoking sections in restaurants that were not partitioned. They were literally corners of restaurants where you could just have a cigarette, which I remembered hating because I can't stand cigarettes at all. But what I thought was interesting is that they only hit flavored tobacco products. And it's not like this is a cigarette thing, because that also affects big tobacco in a really big way. Menthol cigarettes are gigantic.
Yeah, it is interesting, especially for the fact that if they think that the problem is tobacco, and tobacco is the thing that's bad for you, then it would come under fire that, hey, we need to ban everything. We need to get rid of snuff. We need to get rid of cigars. We need to get rid of everything in general, but they're not pushing to get rid of everything. So they are giving like leniencies to allow for us to be able to smoke. But at the same time, the leniencies that they're giving are not something that we're willing to put up with. If I don't think that they see the problem as being tobacco being smoked or used, they are only worried about the idea that it's causing people to want to begin smoking. So it's a weird dilemma, because if they really want to make this hard push on getting rid of tobacco, they need to get rid of tobacco as a whole, which they're not doing. So it kind of shows that they're a little confused in what they're even aiming to try and get rid of, to a point, I think.
Yeah, and I wonder if it's an education thing, because unfortunately, I think this is pretty common information among us enthusiast hookah smokers. No good, proper scientific research has been done into the health effects of hookah tobacco. And I think if you've been smoking hookah tobacco long enough, you realize that, yeah, I can go place and pick up basketball after having a bowl, no problem. The same can't be said for most tobacco products that use a combustion system. What do you think about that? I mean, do you think that plays part of it? Maybe people are seriously misled as to what things like, for instance, obviously the vape community is being hit by this whole thing, but we're hookah smokers, so we're going to talk about that. But do you think that a big part of this comes down to them having no clue what hookah tobacco is?
Yes, I think that's a big part of it, because the idea of what you're doing when you're smoking hookah and combusting a cigarette are two separate things. You're not wanting to combust your tobacco when you're smoking out of a hookah. You're wanting to cook it, which is the biggest difference between hookah and a cigarette. When you smoke a cigarette, your aim, your goal is to combust it. And when you combust it, that's what's releasing the tar and a lot more of the negative effects of what tobacco has to offer. When you're smoking it and cooking it, you're actually cutting down on those things. So I do think it's an educational problem where the people are just trying to hone in on one part of it being bad for you, in the sense that, hey, you are smoking and that is what's bad. But it's not the smoking that is the bad part of it. It's the combustion that I think is being overlooked.
I love how cheeky Narek is being. That's not a joke, by the way. I actually love how cheeky he's being in the chat. But yeah, Captain Wetbeard, he agrees there are not nearly as many harmful chemicals put into shisha as they would put into stinky sticks that get you addicted. And yeah, that's true. I mean, it's people have done research. DC has done a lot of research into the effects of cigarettes, and they literally have chemicals in there to make the effects of the nicotine and tobacco in there exponential. Tobacco is bad. We can all agree on that. Like, smoking is pretty much just a bad thing for your health, but most things that are fun are pretty bad for you. It turns out I also like to drink a lot too, and I'm pretty sure that's just about as bad, if not worse, than any type of smoking. But there's obviously everything Matt just said, and we can probably get into that a little bit, probably in like the next 5 minutes, because pretty soon we're gonna move out of news. I wanted to talk about one more thing as well. But like hookah tobacco is, compared to cigarettes, things like that, it's functionally natural. You know, you've got glycerin, you've got molasses, and you've got tobacco. The flavorings tend not to be natural depending on what they're using. I won't get into that too much. But it's obviously not nearly as bad as a cigarette, and I think we all know that because we smoke hookah. So that's my news segment I wanted to do, just kind of talking about all the things that happened over in San Francisco and what it could mean.
Just over the news that you're talking about, do you think that there would ever be a chance that we'd ever see a brand sell flavoring and tobacco separate so that you could mix it yourself, so you'd still have the ability to do that? Do you see that ever being a possibility?
I think that Americans, for the most part, might be the wrong market at first. I think that maybe at first it would start slow, but if that's something that had to happen, yeah, sure. I mean, that's the obvious legal loophole around everything. Me personally, if that was the only thing available, I love smoking hookah. And all of it's kind of a ritual and a process, from packing a bowl to setting up your hookah and everything. So I would imagine that mixing your tobacco would just be another step of that ritual. But that's just me. A lot of people might really come at it with some level of dissonance and disdain.
Yeah, I could see that being a problem. I mean, I don't want to soak my tobacco and wait for multiple hours before I can start smoking.
Yeah, and Captain Wetbeard, the flavoring that they use in shisha tends to be food grade safe. And yes, that is, I can also confirm that. Okay, so are we good for that little San Francisco part? Sweet. The next thing I want to go over, and as Matt says, it's time to get into the topic of the show, but I guess this whole thing is kind of the topic of the show. I wanted to just do a little bit of, dialogue about the perceived health differences between smoking hookah and something like, say, cigarettes. Obviously, like we said before, there were no actual real experiments done to hold for someone literally putting quick lights directly on tobacco and using like a shot vac to measure not the amount of tar or chemicals, but literally smoke volume. And it's not smoke. Like 3% of it's smoke. Most of the stuff is vapor. Because when you open that up, your tobacco's still there, hence the non-combustion. You want to talk about that, Matt? You want to talk about some of the things that might be a little bit different between smoking hookah tobacco and cigarettes?
Yeah, and I mean, that's a big thing about it that I think that gets overlooked far too often, is the fact that when you smoke a cigarette, your goal is to get rid of the cigarette, to make it disappear. And the only way that can be done is by combusting it. And you don't want to do that with your tobacco. You want to make it last as long as possible. And you're trying to get it to cook so you can continue smoking it. Combustion is what causes those harsh bad things that come out inside of the cigarettes and stuff like that. I think that, you know, it's something that I've told multiple people when I try to get them to start smoking hookah. It's like, oh, it's healthier to do compared to cigarettes. in that regard, it is. But anything that's overdone can be a negative thing. Like you can hurt your lungs with your capacity. You can hurt your body if you don't do anything else, if you don't exercise and stuff like that. So you have to frame it correctly in the fact that cigarettes, yes, they're bad for you, but hookah can be bad for you too, depending on how you go about actually smoking that tobacco and how you go about, you know, using your hookah and stuff like that. I know for my own personal experience from smoking cigarettes and cigars and things like that, hookah is way less harsh. It's way less strenuous, and it is going to give you a much more enjoyable time with it while you're smoking it, obviously. What have been some things that you've noticed between the two? Have you ever smoked cigarettes?
When I was way younger, yeah, and I got off of that real quick because I think they're absolutely disgusting. And that's coming from someone who smokes 2 to 3 bowls of this stuff a day. So I have perspective. But yeah, I just want to say, I think everyone in this chat is pretty well versed in how hookah works. But for anyone who watches this on the rebroadcast, I'm just going to soapbox for like a minute here. But the main difference in how you cook shisha tobacco versus how you burn a cigarette down, like Matt was saying, is combustion versus non-combustion. There's a lot more that goes into it. For instance, the thousands of chemicals that they add to cigarettes that are not in any way safe to be consumed in any way. You should not put that stuff into a human body. But what happens with a cigarette, like Matt was saying, is you light it and the goal is to consume it. And you consume 100% of the cigarette minus the actual filter of the cigarette, meaning it's going somewhere. And the place that it goes is right into your lungs. That stuff doesn't just vanish. So that creates tar, and tar is very bad for you. Tar really screws your lungs up. With hookah tobacco, what you end up doing is you pack your bowl, you foil it, you put your coals on top, preferably natural coconut coals, everyone, and you cook it. And what happens is, and you can check your bowl when you're done, you cook your tobacco, and when you take that foil off, the tobacco's still there. What you end up with is a very dry ring of tobacco, and it's missing all of the molasses, glycerin, and in some cases honey, which is vaporized, and that's what causes those enormous clouds. And unfortunately, that's what people have been measuring when they're doing these hookah studies. They look at you get X amount more of smoke. Some people say like 100 times as much smoke per hour when you're smoking hookah. And that's not true. I mean, it's kind of true if you count vapor as smoke, but I sure don't. But yeah, that's the big difference between combustion and non-combustion for anyone who doesn't already know what's going on.
And I mean, I know we all hate the studies where we hear things like smoking a hookah for an hour is like equivalent to smoking 100 cigarettes, which is just madness. And anybody that's ever smoked 100 cigarettes will tell you that that is madness on every
part of it. You can't just smoke 100 cigarettes.
It's not possible. It's not, and people try to use that as like a debate tool. They're like, well, you're smoking 100 cigarettes. No, you're not. That's not what this is like at all. In a session, you're not getting that same sort of level of nicotine that you would be when you're actually smoking a cigarette. You're getting a completely different, you know, there's some cool things if you ever look at like what happens when you an hour after you're done smoking a cigarette. Those things are not the same when you're done smoking a bowl of hookah, far from Tangiers, which will give you quite a bit of a head buzz and stuff. Like, you're not getting that same sort of feeling that you're getting from smoking cigarettes. It's just not how it works. I think that it goes down a lot to education level of what you're actually doing, and that needs to change. It needs to be taught correctly.
Yeah, and that's the main issue that I wanted to get on. But yeah, another thing is nicotine level. There's actually added nicotine in cigarettes. It's a very condensed, rendered down version of nicotine that's extremely high. Whereas in hookah tobacco, typically, what is it, like 0.5% nicotine content? I think that's the typical content they put nicotine in shisha tobaccos. Obviously, certain tobaccos are higher, like Tangiers, those have a higher nicotine count. Ugly at one point did. I'm not sure if they still do or not. I need to read up on that because they didn't wash their leaves. Then they did, and now I guess Jim is looking at not washing them again, so I have no clue what's going on there. But nicotine level is a big thing, too.
Captain Wetbeard says, my hookah looks wonky, and it's because of the thing that it's sitting on. It's just off kilter a little bit, but I promise everything will be okay. It will not fall during this broadcast, I promise.
I kind of hope it does.
You're so cold-hearted.
I mean, I want to like smoke. I need to get one. Honestly, I just need to pull the trigger on a like smoke. That thing looks really good.
I like it a lot.
When it does come to nicotine levels, because of the added nicotine content in cigarettes and stuff, it is way different. Even with your low case tobacco, like blonde leaves and stuff like that, obviously you're getting a much different form of nicotine intake and stuff. And then with your dark leaves and stuff and burly leaves and things that are not being washed off, you're getting a little bit higher nicotine content. But that nicotine content is differently distributed because you're not combusting it. So you're not getting that full nicotine. If you were to get the full nicotine force, you'd be knocked on your ass and you'd be hurting for it. You know, it'd cause a lot of problems, and we're not getting that same sort of thing when we're cooking it in comparison. A lot of it comes down to that combustion rate of it. So it is not smoke purely when you smoke with your hookah. It is vaporizing. You are cooking it, and then it is transferring through the water. Though if you choose to believe that the water is filtering it or not is a whole nother topic of things. I'm more of the mind that it's not necessarily filtering it. I think we tell ourselves that a little bit more than we need to. Heavenleaf says, even if it's not nicotine, that's the problem. The artificial chemicals in cigarettes are. Yes, that is a much bigger problem.
Yeah, nicotine's just another substance you can use, like alcohol or marijuana. It's just another substance that is a stimulant that I enjoy, and I think that we should have the right to enjoy, but I'm not going to get angry over that. I'm sorry, Matt, for cutting you off. I just had to say that before I lost it.
You're fine. There was somebody in the chat that just said something. I just lost it. I'll probably smoke weed again once it's legalized, but even then marijuana is natural anyway. So yeah, that's fine. I can't remember what I was going to say. Doka is a good example of pretty tangible difference. Yes, it is. If you've ever smoked Doka, then you know the difference of smoking a tobacco leaf and actually getting that a massive head buzz and stuff. Do you have any experience with Doka?
Yeah. Some of the guys down here in Dearborn do smoke Doka. Older dudes, that I grew up with, just parents of friends that I've been exposed to it. It's a different kind of experience. I don't personally partake, but I can kind of see why people do it. Huh?
Yeah. I got into Doka for a good little while, and I smoked it quite often. I bought stuff pretty regularly. I enjoyed it. I still smoke it occasionally, but I haven't had it for a long time. But Doka is a pipe version of shisha in a lot of ways. That's how it's kind of marketed. That's kind of how it's shown and stuff like that. It is different. It is a different kind of tobacco leaf that's actually used. It's a red tobacco that's from Iran. It's used for Doka. And it is interesting. And Doka is a fun experience. And I recommend any hookah smoker try Doka because it is very similar in a lot of ways.
The brand, Nirvana, doesn't their parent brand actually make Doka?
Nirvana, actually Super Shisha, it has Doka infused in it. Then you can buy Super Shisha additives to put in your shisha to make it Doka enhanced or infused or however they want to talk about it. I've never tried Nirvana.
Narek, you should come to these podcasts every time. He's always just dropping good information in the chat. I really appreciate that. And I think if I had to take a guess, that's all I can think to talk about on this topic. We can keep soapboxing about it, but I think all of our viewers have a pretty good gauge on our stance.
Yeah. It's definitely interesting. I worry that we'll see more legislation. Do you think that if it goes to areas, there's a chance of it passing, is my question to you.
Depends on the area. There's no way to tell. I guess I'll stand back up in my soapbox really quick and go, don't wait for someone else to fight to strike the stuff down. If you see this type of stuff popping up in your area where you live, go to the polls, vote it down, email everyone that you need to email, whether it's your congressman, whatever. Get a hold of those people.
We're definitely being like that infomercial right now where it's like, don't wait for this to happen.
That's why I stopped. It's like, I don't want to do that, but do that. Seriously, just do it. It takes like a few minutes.
We don't want this to happen nationwide. We don't want the government to get involved with what we're choosing to enjoy. You know, like I said, bans don't work. We've seen that so many times. You know, just look at the alcohol ban that happened and stuff like that. There's nothing that's going to stop people from enjoying the things that they enjoy. And we need to make sure that that part is what's known about it is, hey, you can take this away legally, but we'll figure out a way to keep doing this. It's just going to hurt you in the long run.
Yeah, exactly. And the reason I wanted to wrap up 10 minutes early is because I don't want to quite wrap up. I wanted to kind of talk to you in front of a bunch of people about what we're doing for next episode, which is also the last episode of season 1 of the AM Hookah Podcast.
What?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, it happened.
By the way, we are taking a two-week break between episodes. Or between seasons. Yes,
and we want to do something really big for our final episode, and something that me and Adrian have toyed around for a long time and we've talked to other people about and stuff, is we want to do like a call-in episode. Now, I'm not 100% sure how we're going to work out the kinks for the call-in, but basically, if you guys want to be a part of it and you want to call in and ask us a question, let us know in the comments where I can reach you and where I can make it happen, because I don't know how I'm going to do it for sure. I think we're just going to do voice to make sure that it's easiest to transpose. And we'll do something like maybe like set up like a Discord or something so that we can grab people and have them talk and kick people out when they're done talking and stuff. Mm-hmm. And maybe we'll just have it so that you have the opportunity to ask me and Adrian a question live on air, something like that. But if you guys want to be a part of this, please let us know. I know there's people that would want to be a part of it that are not in this. And I feel like I'm going to contact some of those super fans that we've had for a really long time that have followed us since the beginning of the season and stuff like that. But hopefully we can maybe snag a snarling guest for the final episode or something. Or, you know, you guys, you, the listeners, are the biggest guests that we can get, in my opinion. So if we can get you guys on talking to us, that would be an absolute blast. But that's some of the big stuff that we have planned for the end of season one. And season two, we're going to kick off with some really cool stuff as well, obviously. Don't want to go too heavy into there. Maybe some other places where you can watch us or something. I don't know. We're going to look into things.
Maybe some guests that are really cool. Maybe some different format. You'll never know. You're not going to know until you do it. So you got to show up and look at the podcast. But yeah, I think that's what we wanted to say. So if anyone wants to call in or anything, hold on. Can we set up a meeting with a politician to hear out the enthusiast community? To hear out the enthusiast community. That would be a great idea. I think that would be probably the best thing. I wouldn't know how to organize that. Paul's pretty savvy with that stuff. J-Rock wants to be a part. Yeah, we're going to have J-Rock on. He's like one of the OGs.
He is. He's definitely an OG. We got to have J-Rock. You have a spot. Don't worry about that.
Yeah.
I'll be contacting you. Make sure to make this work correctly, because we got to have as many people as possible on the show. I want to make sure that we don't go, you know, 3 hours long or something like that, but we'll get everybody on. Maybe we'll have like a 3-minute time limit or something. I don't know. Just we can make sure to get everybody their questions asked, but we have lots of people that I want to make sure we get.
We're not going to cut anybody off in the time limits, Matt.
Okay. Adrian keeps us straight. That's what he's here for.
That's what I do. That said, Matt, is there anything else you wanted to say before we wrap this episode up?
I don't think so. I think we got really good stuff out of this. I'm so glad. And you did a great job hosting. This was fun for me to sit back and listen and not have my hands all over the keyboard and stuff. I like that.
I bet. Real quick, Chris, if you can, we need to continue this convo this week when Heaven Leaf is on a certain live. Chris, I assume that's going to be the classroom. And if it is, confirm, please, really quick, because, yeah, if you guys aren't familiar, if you like this type of content, go check out the classroom that Chris runs over on his channel. I think it's live on Facebook when he puts it up on his channel, and it's kind of like what we do here. It's conversational. It's talking to people in the hookah industry, and it's a good, fun time. I'm a regular watcher of the classroom. I would definitely recommend.
And we are on an episode of The Classroom. I don't think he's posted that one on his channel yet, but be on the lookout for Chris's channel, Dr. Noob Sauce Hookah Reviews, because me and Adrian are talking about reviewing stuff on his channel here coming up shortly. And that was a really fun live that I completely fucked up, but, you know, I hope there's not too many difficulties going forward for Chris, because I rub off far too easily.
Speaking of reviewer talk, Matt, I heard that you're a reviewer. And I'm wondering if maybe you can tell us where we can find you.
You can find me all over the internet. You can find me on YouTube at Matt Desind. Just do a search for that. MattDesind. You can find me on Twitter at only Matt Desind. You can find me on Facebook, stalking around on all the different Facebook groups all the time. And yeah, you can find me at those wonderful places. Yourself, Adrian, where can we find you? You're a reviewer too, aren't you?
I am. I am a reviewer, and I put out the worst content. Go check it out. If you want to find me on YouTube, I am Pipe Dream Hookah, all one word. Caps don't matter because it's YouTube. If you want to find me on Instagram or the Twitter, you can find me at the_PipeDream for all kinds of weird content. I'm more active on Instagram than I am Twitter by kind of a long shot, though. And hey, if you want to find me on Facebook, you can find me at Adrian Hunter, Or Pipe Dream Hookah has a Facebook page now. Maybe give it a like. I'm thinking about doing some condensed versions of my reviews down there so you can kind of get the bread and butter of any given review, because my reviews tend to go on too long.
Oh, J-Rock says, can't wait to see everybody at the Hookah Expo. Hell yeah.
It's going
to
be
cannot wait for that. It's not coming soon enough by at all. Like, I can't wait for it to finally be here and ready for us to enjoy, because it's going to be a blast.
Oh, also, since we're plugging stuff, Matt, can you tell them where they can find us as a unit?
Yes, you can find us all over the internet as well. You can find us on Twitter at AM_hookah. You can find us on Instagram, AM Hookah Podcast, and Facebook. We have a group and we have a page that you can like and join. Make sure you do both of those, because we have fun stuff going on there all the time. And Dr. Noob Sauce Chris just said that June 27th is when the live with me and you and Travis is going to be up on his channel. So that's when we will be on there talking.
Outstanding. There's also a pretty sweet You Laugh, You Lose compilation over there. Go check that out. All right. Thank you guys so much for watching. And as always, happy smoking.
Need you to do it again because it
yo, man, you got all kinds of voices you missed out on.
Oh, boy.
Oh my goodness. Yes. Time to be bad.
What is up, midnight tokers, afternoon healers, and AM hookah smokers?
This is the AM Hookah Podcast.
This is the AM Hookah Podcast.
What's up, midnight tokers, afternoon healers, and AM hookah smokers? This is the AM Hookah Podcast.
Here's your host.
This is the AM Hookah Podcast.
Here's your host, Matt Adrian.
I need you to do it again because I did.
Yo, man, you got all kinds of voices you missed out on.
This is the AM Hookah Podcast.
This is the AM Hookah Podcast.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.